The Return of the Rancher. Chapter 1. When the stage left the town of Sage Valley on the last lap of the journey to Claymore, Jimmy Seaton found that there was only one passenger with him in the coach. She was young, she was pretty, she was always smiling. But though Seaton liked a pretty face as well as the next man, he did not speak to her because none of the smiles were for him. Whether she looked at the ragged mountainsides that jumped up around them, or at the hardy patches of evergreens, or at the hell nests of rocks which blazed in the sun, or at the spinning wheels, or turned to view the dust cloud which tossed up continually behind and sometimes overtook them, she was always smiling. Water does not bubble from a spring more continually than the smiles of this girl welled up on her lips. It is pleasant to see a smiling face, but Seaton began to be a little disturbed. He was young enough, he was not yet 30, in fact, and if he was no Adonis, at least he was born with a cheerful eye and a clean look. Still, to this bright-eyed little beauty, he seemed no more than a mist, a phantom. So he set himself to watching the backs of the driver and the guard. The driver was in shirt sleeves. His blue flannel shirt was powdered white with dust. The guard wore a vest, and the unfastened buckle of it was always bouncing up and down. It fascinated Seaton, and made him rather nervous. He admired that guard. He admired the brown black to which his neck was burned, the ease with which the veteran gave to the joltings and the jars of the big vehicle on that rough road, the eternal vigilance which kept his head turning a bit from side to side, lest out of the shrubbery or from one of the barricades of rocks, heads and